Hello, and welcome to the HF Propagation Prediction Report for August 2009 with me, Steve Nichols, G0KYA. Well, as always, we start by looking at the last month and the solar details for July. And the last month we had a solar flux low of 67 and a high of 72. That's in the last 30 days. So again, we're still rummaging around at the bottom of the solar cycle with very little sign that things are taking off. I think current predictions are that things might improve towards the end of the year. But for now, it's business as usual at the bottom of the solar cycle before solar cycle 24 takes off. At the same time, over the last 30 days, the geomagnetic A index at middle latitudes had a low of 0 and a high of 18 on 22nd July, as measured at Fredericksburg, which shows that there was some coronal hole activity around the 22nd, and this did show up in terms of some disruption to the HF bands, but it certainly wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be, and conditions remained quite quiet soon after. In fact, looking back over the last month, the July sunspot average was in fact 5.1, which was down from June's average of 6.6, just to re-emphasise the fact that we're still at the bottom of that cycle. For the next 2 weeks, the planetary A index is predicted to be around about 7, but overall conditions are going to be reasonable for this time of year, and geomagnetic conditions are going to be settled to unsettled at times, but nowhere near as bad as it could be perhaps at the top of the cycle or on the top of a declining cycle, if you like, when the whole bands can be shut down by geomagnetic activity as those charged particles come away from the sun and impact on the Earth's ionosphere. I've heard people say that in the summer you can't work much DX, and in a way that is true, although this year, of course, we're at the bottom of the cycle, so conditions have been very, very settled, and as a result of that, conditions have actually been better than perhaps they might be in the middle of summer. For starters, we've had an awful lot of sporadic E this season. June was perhaps the peak month for sporadic E, although we're still seeing it as we enter August. But have a look on the higher bands, 28 megs and 50 megs, that's 10 metres and 6 metres, when there'll be quite a lot of short skip still occurring, although perhaps not as prevalent as it was 2 months ago. I've also heard people say that 20 metres is really still very, very active. Had a listen the other day and was pleased to hear Jim, VQ9JC, at Chagos Island. He's quite a regular on the band, so he's on a ship in the middle of the Indian Ocean at Chagos Island, and he's a nice rear DX station, CW only most of the time, I think, but it was nice to hear that signals were romping in from the Indian Ocean. That's VQ9JC. On 20 metres. Another station you might like to have a look at over the next month or so is 5N0OCH. That's 5N0OCH. Now, this is quite an interesting one. This is Bodo Fritsch, who's in Nigeria, and he's actually there setting up a new shortwave station for the country. But the interesting thing is that he's actually able to use some of the antennas that they're putting up for this shortwave station, and he's been quite a lively signal on 20 metres. Heard him the other day, and it was very, very loud, a lot louder than you expect to hear a station from Nigeria. So have a look out for Bodo and see if you can work him. Okay, so what else is happening? Well, 40 metres is turning out to be a good band as well. Bottom of the cycle, so, you know, conditions are quite settled. And as soon as we get towards night time, there's quite a bit of DX to be worked on 40 metres. So just because we are in the summer period doesn't mean to say there's nothing to be worked. As we head towards September and October, conditions in the Northern Hemisphere will improve quite dramatically, as we would expect. But just because it's August, do turn on the radio and play, because there is DX to be worked there. Okay, let's have a look at the band conditions, band by band, for this period. We're past the summer solstice now, heading towards the equinox in September. So we're in a kind of a transition phase between the summer conditions and also the equinox conditions. So I think at the moment we have to classify August really as summer period. So what we see is daytime MUFs are likely to be lower than those of winter due to ionosphere heating up with lower ion densities, and also a change in the ionospheric chemistry. Nighttime MUFs, though, are likely to be higher than those in winter, and you may find that 20 metres is staying open way beyond dark at this time, where in a few months' time you probably find at this point in the solar cycle that 20 metres is going to close after dark. So just because the sun has set, don't write off 20 metres. Go and have a look. You'll probably find some DX to be worked there. DX on the lower bands is also going to be possible, but is unlikely to occur until around midnight or the early hours due to the current late sunset, although the nights are beginning to pull in the northern hemisphere. So band by band then, on 160 metres, that's 1.8 megahertz or top band, there are high levels of static and solar absorption, meaning that the band will not really support sky wave contacts during the day. And during darkness, short skip openings may occur, but DX may be a rarity. Occasional openings may occur during the hours of darkness, especially around local midnight or the early hours. As always, this is a nighttime band. 80 metres or 75 metres in the States, 3.5 megahertz, will generally follow the characteristics of top band, with high levels of static, but should also provide good openings out to around about 250 miles during the day. Absorption will grow to a maximum at midday, or contacts around your own country, and DX capabilities will be poor to fair during the hours of darkness. We really need to get into winter before this band's really going to take off. 40 metres, 7 megs, as I said earlier, is providing some good levels of DX, even during daylight or before sunset and just shortly after sunrise. It will suffer from high static caused by thunderstorms. Nevertheless, the nighttime openings should be reliable from sunset to sunrise, and local daytime openings will be possible on the whole, and nighttime skip distances are likely to be between about 500 and 2,300 miles. 20 metres, 14 megs, still likely to be your best DX band between sunrise and sunset, and as I said, it will remain open beyond sunset and probably open before sunrise as well at this point in the year. Short skip is also going to be possible due to summer sporadic E, so we're past the peak in June, but there's still quite a lot going on in August, so do keep an eye on 20 metres, and don't be surprised if you hear some stations sort of less than 350 miles away from you. That will be caused by sporadic E. 70 metres, 15 metres, 18 megahertz, 21 megahertz should still provide a fair number of DX openings during daylight hours, but nowhere near as good as 20 metres. It may struggle to open at times, but both bands are likely to close after sunset, although sporadic E will provide good short skip openings, as we said earlier. Now, 12 metres, 10 metres are going to be disappointing bands as far as F-layer propagation is concerned, but sporadic E is providing regular openings out to around 1,300 to 1,500 miles, and multi-hop sporadic E openings are possible, providing pretty good but short-lived paths to DX beyond this range. Been lots of reports of sporadic E openings between Europe and the USA and the Caribbean, probably favouring the southern Europe stations more than northern Europe, but they are there. You just have to be on the band at the right time. As I said, propagation on 12 metres, 10 metres via the F layer is unlikely to occur reliably until autumn, and then we are going to have a big increase in solar flux to see much activity on 12 and 10, to be perfectly honest. Okay, before I go, I'd just like to mention another podcast that you might like to listen to. NW7US, that's Thomas Hood, and he's now producing a weekly podcast that looks at all aspects of propagation. And for more details on that, you can go to www.hfradio.org. Well worth a listen. Okay, that's just about it for this month. So good DX, and until we speak again, have a great time on the amateur bands. This is Steve Nichols, G0KYA.